Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week. The importance of growing a plant in a good location cannot be understated. This oftentimes refers to planting something well-adapted, winter-hardy, or native. However, it can also refer to planting a shrub, tree, or plant in an area with proper moisture, sunlight, and even space. Let's talk about some of those factors, as well as some plants that are well-adapted to difficult sites. The catchphrase that best encapsulates this topic is right plant, right place. The most important first step when selecting a plant, no matter the landscape design, is to make sure it is winter hardy for the area, unless it's supposed to be an annual. Southeast Kansas is now classified as Hardiness Zone 7A. Now this may have some leeway if the planting is happening in a sheltered location like the south side of a house or tucked in part of a building. However, the hardiness rating is based on average extreme minimum temperatures. We were once classified in Zone 6, where the negatives are sometimes expected. Because we will still see them, it might be a good idea to use either Zone 6 or 7. Native plants are generally well adapted and tolerant of our growing conditions, making them an easy choice. Some non-native invasive plants are equally hardy, and that can sometimes lead to displacement of native species. Some key factors for plant growth are sunlight and water. Shade-loving plants are often burned up in high-light environments, especially in the blistering summer sun. Likewise, many trees that don't naturally grow in understories will fade away in the shade of bigger trees. Light conditions can be variable, but most plants have a preferred limit. Lastly, water has been an important discussion point in the landscape, not just this spring or last year, but anytime moisture is in the extreme. All plants need water, but all plant roots also need to breathe as well. Waterlogged soils or excessive drought can be killers, but homeowners and landscapers have tools to combat them. Installing drainage and irrigation can help make up for difficult weather. Now to mention some plants that like difficult locations or conditions. As we roll into summer, these are some plants and shrubs that do well in hot and dry conditions. Coneflowers, black-eyed Susan, Indian grass and switchgrass, rough-leaved dogwood, arrowwood viburnum, staghorn sumac, Peking cotton easter, golden rain tree, Osage orange, and bur oaks. These plants aren't a set and forget. They will need help getting established. Plants that do well in wet locations include cardinal flower, native irises, buttonbush, elderberry, willows, river birch, pecan, and shell bark hickory. Plants that prefer shade aren't very common, but we often think of impatiens, hostas, columbine, Jacob's ladder, pawpaw trees, and American linden. Always remember when planting a tree or bush to know how big it gets at maturity, and not plant it too close to other plants or your home. Always remember, right plant, right place. With good planning, proper care, and hopefully decent weather, any plant can thrive. This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week.